Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today government-controlled educational system now being revealed, uncovered, shown as to the reality of what's truly been taught in our public educational system. We're talking about the fact that some moms are now being asked to or required to sign waivers that they'll not eavesdrop on. They will not watch or listen to or even record what is being taught to their sons and daughters via online education. That is education via the computer. Ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Florida, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, past 6 or 8 years we've had online education, kindergarten through high school, by way of the computer. And I don't know what's being taught there, but I can tell you that in the brick-and-mortar classrooms, our sons and daughters and our grandkids have not been academically trained. They've been brainwashed. They have been socialized and sexualized to the point that it's destroying the minds and the hearts and the values in our system today. And it's not anything to do with academia at all. It is simply a propaganda issue. I was reading just a moment ago before our top of the hour news. The headline says, as public schools open all virtual in the fall, parents eye private schools that they say will open their campuses. And the long and short of the article is, it's about a 5-page article, and ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about many parents that are looking for alternatives other than the public school system. They're turning to private school, parochial school, Christian schools, co-op education, homeschooling, et cetera, by the millions across our nation, because ultimately the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, parents have discovered the fraud that's been taking place, perpetrated upon our sons and daughters in the classroom, where they're not been taught. This article says, this one says, that she expects that private schools will eventually be able to switch to in-person learning quicker than the public schools, making it worthwhile for her gamble. She says she's making the bet that she can place her students in the private school system, all learning by virtual education or home education, and getting the education that she is paying for her child. Here's an article that says, teacher frets, F-R-E-T-S, frets, conservative, end quote, parents will hear his radical online indoctrination. Ladies and gentlemen, this tells it all in this article. It speaks truth, and it ought to be, listen, we need to understand. Do you know, let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what your son or daughter is being taught in the school system and even in this general locale? Have you looked at the textbooks? Have you asked them questions about what is being taught in sex education, whether or not it's Planned Parenthood curriculum and LGBTQ agenda? Have you asked them what's being taught in the realm of history? Is it true American history, or is it promulgating and pushing Islamic agenda in the classroom? Have you asked them the questions? We're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. And I'm praying that the end result is that you'll sit up and take notice as to what's being taught to your sons and daughters, and you'll do something about it. This article says, teacher frets, conservative parents will hear his radical online indoctrination. A public school teacher in Philadelphia is fretting openly that conservative parents may be able to listen in on his virtual classroom lessons. The Washington Examiner reported the concerns from Matthew Kay, an instructor who is worried that his what happens here stays here philosophy may be violated by parents listening, end quote. Kay is an English instructor at this Science Leadership Academy, a public school. He said he now fears the potential damage from parents who overhear his lessons to their children on gender and sexuality. Let's pause there a moment, ladies and gentlemen. If it is not immoral, if it is not ungodly, if it is not illegal, if it is not something that is unholy, why is he worried about parents hearing it? Why is he concerned that moms and dads will see the garbage, the pornography that's being taught in that realm? And that's exactly what it is. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. I pray that it'll open your eyes, shock your socks off, to force you to do something rather than keeping your child in the public incubator system that's brainwashing and destroying their lives and their future with what is called public education. This article further says, Kay, that's the teacher, worried that conservative parents somehow would be able to interfere with the, quote, messy work of indoctrinating our children. That's the teacher talking. He says that he is fearful that somehow parents will be able to interfere with the messy work, that's M-E-S-S-Y, work, his words, not mine, messy work of indoctrinating our children, end quote. That tells it all. If that doesn't cause you concern, if that doesn't cause you to be vigilant in relationship to what your child is being taught, nothing can. This is an eye-opener. This is, in fact, the silver lining in the cloud called COVID-19. It has brought this about so that we can finally, as parents, I pray, finally understand the brainwashing agenda of the socialist, Marxist, communist left that's been indoctrinating our children, kindergarten through college and university level. This article goes further. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in this no-walls environment, I am most intrigued by the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in the host of conversation about gender and sexuality. And while conservative parents are my chief concern, listen, when he says conservative parents, you're talking about evangelicals generally. You're talking about those that generally are in church, have their kids in church. They're trying to train them by the word of God, where the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what I'm wanting us to understand today. This teacher is revealing the heart, the mind, and the soul of the National Educational Association and the teachers' unions across America. The teachers' unions are not concerned about your child's education. They're not concerned about the academia. They're not concerned about whether or not that child can read or write or properly spell. They're concerned about the indoctrination of what is called the LGBTQ agenda and the sodomite agenda, the Planned Parenthood agenda that's being taught in our classrooms by the socialist, Marxist, communist teachers in our classrooms. And this teacher is saying, let me go back and read that paragraph again. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in this no walls environment, that is the online environment, I am most intrigued by the damage that helicopter / snowplow parents can do in the host of conversations about gender and sexuality. And while conservative parents are my chief concern, I know that the damage can come from the left also. If we are engaged in this messy work, he's used it again, this messy work of destabilizing, hear me, this is the teacher's words, of destabilizing a child's racism or homophobia or transphobia, how much do we want their classmates and their parents piling on us for what we're teaching, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that blows my socks off. That absolutely blows the doors open on what's been taught in the classrooms for so many years. And parents are not aware of it. And yet we wonder why little Johnny can't read and write. We wonder why in the New York City classrooms, where over 80% of those students cannot read or write, and this should cause us to recognize why there are those that coming out of college with four-year college degrees that are basically academically illiterate but have a little piece of paper that says that they've been to 4 years in the brainwashing academies and the classrooms. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned, and I pray that you are. That telephone number is 831-0917. Does this wake you up? Are you interested? Are you concerned about what I'm talking about that's taking place in the classrooms that we as parents are now fully understanding because the teachers, the professors, are hair on fire in hysteria, anxious and concerned and fearful of what is taking place and what might be heard that they're teaching in the classrooms. Ladies and gentlemen, for years, parents have been either unconcerned are simply not willing to be made aware of the brainwashing that's taking place in the governmentally controlled school system. Well, to understand it, here's an article that says, title of it is Waltz, W-A-L-S-H, colon, teachers openly fret that parents might hear them brainwashing their children. Call parents dangerous. This writer talking about the what's taking place with the online education says that they're brainwashing the child, and they're calling the parents dangerous as a result of what the parents may do because of what they're teaching. Article is dated August the 10th, 2020. In one of the creepiest yet most revealing Twitter threads ever to be posted on the platform, a teacher recently fretted out loud that virtual educational classes might allow parents to hear him brainwashing their kids. Matthew Kay, an educator and author of a book on how to lead meaningful race conversations in the classroom, worried that conservative parents would be able to interfere with his messy work of indoctrinating children into critical race theory, gender theory, and other left-wing dogmas that he is brainwashing the classroom and the students with. Here's the entire thread, which has since been set private. This is the thread that was on Twitter. So this fall, virtual class discussions will have many potential spectators, parents, siblings in the same room. We'll never be quite sure who is overhearing our discourse. What does this do for our equity and inclusion and what we're wanting to teach in the classroom? End quote. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hi, how are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
My name is Sherman. I'm calling out of Jacksonville. And, you know, I was doing some driving around, picking up some furniture for my wife and just listening to your program. And I was like, finally, somebody could hit this thing on the head. You know, it seems like for so long, there's just been this big war that's been waging against Christianity. And it seems like, you know, in the past year, it's just been taken to a whole nother level. You know, at this time, we have folks who are protesting for, you know, really important reasons out there. But I think what we should be doing is we should be coming together as a community. What we should be doing is taking these people out of office who basically want us to live another lifestyle. We should be putting our own personnel with our own beliefs and values in these positions to be running the government. Like, that's the kind of protest that our nation needs right now. Let's get all these guys out of office who could care less about our Christian values or beliefs, and let's put our own people in office so that we can have some kind of chance in fighting this war. Although it is not a war that we should be fighting, because if you read Revelations, I mean, that right there tells you all about the world. This is just a time for more praying.
Absolutely. Brother, you hit the nail right square on the head, and I am thankful for your insight and for your call, because what we have done, in fact, going back to 2016, 31 million Christians didn't bother to vote. And what we need today is people like you and like me and others, and I'm praying that we're opening eyes that will sit up, smell the coffee, and understand what's happening in our academic system. And this is the reason we have sons and daughters that get out of high school and go into college that cannot properly read or write because there's no academics, because they have been brainwashed. They have been absolutely sexualized. They have been absolutely used as guinea pigs for the brainwashing process of changing society. And it's done generally by these professors and teachers that are Looney Tunes from the left. And you're exactly right. We need to put people. This is the reason in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, it tells us exactly what type of person we should put in office and who we should elect to go into office to represent us as Christians. It gives the absolute empirical evidence of what needs to be done. The scripture says in that verse, moreover, thou shalt provide out of the people, all the people, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over them rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. That means we should have elect people that are able men, capable men, those that fear God, those that are reverence God and honor God. So you're exactly right. And we need to do that. You're talking about those that are out in the streets. There's some honest, legitimate protests taking place, but for the overwhelming majority of it, it's the Black Lives Matter thugs that, and if you look at the agenda for that, it has nothing to do with skin pigmentation at all, but it has all to do with the Marxist agenda of overthrowing America. And part of the Marxist agenda and the socialist communist agenda for years and years and years has been through the classroom. In 1933, Dewey, in the Communist Humanist Manifesto, said that he would make America, they would make America a humanist nation, and they would do so by the educational process. And we see that coming alive. So thank you so much for your call and for your insight. It is welcome for this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you satisfied with what your child's being taught? Are you concerned about the educational system? In fact, even in Duval County, I challenge parents, look at your child's textbooks. Look at what's taking place. Do you realize in the Duval County public school system, a child of any sex can go into any bathroom, locker room, or shower room, and that is okayed by the policy and procedure manual of the Duval County Board of Education? We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the government-controlled educational system now being uncovered, now being revealed as to what's really taking place. It is something that I find... how would you say, as I've called it, the silver cloud, the silver thread, silver lining in the storm, and that's exactly what we see. It's uncovering what's been done, and we're finally finding it out. So just what has been taught in our classrooms? Let's look at just briefly some of the things that's been taught in the classroom that these teachers and professors are running around with hair on fire and hysteria, concerned that the parents are going to find out about. Just as the Christian brother called a moment ago, we ought to be concerned. We ought to vote these out of office. Anybody that will take a stand in the Board of Education, in the educational system, in the political arena, that will take a stand for this kind of garbage, we need to put them out of office. And that's the power of the voting booth. That's the power of the proper revolution in America. And we need a revolution. That revolution needs to be at the ballot box where we, the people, the conservatives, the Christians, will speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. But under the guise of sex education, ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda has permeated our educational system, kindergarten through high school. Ladies and gentlemen, our children are being taught that sodomy is normal, that it's okay. In fact, here's an article that says, these states require schools to teach LGBTQ history. It's not just where now they're wanting to have been for years teaching the sodomite lifestyle with some of the most ungodly, unholy video footage being shown to the classroom where genitalia has been in model form set up in front of the classroom and young ladies and young men required to go forward and to put on birth control devices before the classroom and being taught in that fashion. No place under the blue heavens of God should a Christian parent allow that to take place. But yet that is under the guise of sex education, and it's nothing but LGBTQ, the sodomite agenda, and the agenda of murder by way of abortion, the agenda by Planned Parenthood that's permeating our classrooms today. This article says, these states require schools to teach LGBTQ history. Illinois is the latest state to expand its definition of American history. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize under the guise of American history today, across America, they're teaching, they're promulgating and pushing some of these sodomites of yesteryear, and they're showing them as being history-making individuals. And this is, for example, this is out of Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation Friday making Illinois the fourth state requiring public schools to teach LGBTQ history. One of the best ways to overcome intolerance, this article says, is through education and exposure to different people with different viewpoints. The law, which goes into effect July of 2020, requires, this article is about 2 weeks old, requires textbooks purchased with the state grant funds to include the roles and contributions of all people protected under the Illinois Human Rights Act. It states that the teaching of history in the United States shall include a study of the roles and the contributions of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transsexuals, homosexuals, people in history of this country. California became the first state to pass a law requiring schools to teach LGBTQ history, and it's been in place since 2011. And 2019, New Jersey and Colorado and others also enacted the same laws. Here's another article, teaching LGBTQ history. New law calls for the curriculum inclusion. July the 1st marks the first day that the public schools in Illinois are required to include lesbianism, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and the gay agenda in their lesson plans. It's one of the many states making the laws go into effect as of Wednesday, known as the inclusion curriculum is what it is called. So if you hear anything called inclusion curriculum, you understand they're teaching the sodomite lifestyle in the background and praising it as good. Here's another article that says, a school requires that 11th grade boy undress with girls because of tolerance. ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is in a classroom. This is in the public educational system. This is in the governmentally controlled schools where 11th grade boy has indicated to the classroom somehow with the teacher that he is intolerant. So they're going to make him become tolerant by forcing him to go into the locker room, the shower rooms, and undressing before the girls as they undress. That's happening in our public schools, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, the public schools across America today, there's no differentiation between locker rooms, shower rooms, and dressing rooms. It is all supposed to be unisex where anybody can go in. In fact, we find when a school does not allow that, they're sued, and the legal professions across America that's against anything that's called morals and ethics and values will fight for that to be carried out. I don't know of anything that could be any more horrendous than this. This article says, the left gets more insane day by day. A Pennsylvania high school requires that 11th grade boy undress with the girls to promote tolerance in the school. And this article says, yes, you read that right, tolerance. And it goes on to say in the latter portion of this, the student alleges that he became uncomfortable when a biological female claiming to be a transgender boy began undressing next to him in the school locker room. At some point, this article says, a line has to be drawn. This boy is in his formative years, and he is going to be confused as to what a girl or boy even need to do and stop the nonsense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what is happening. Listen very carefully. We're finding the Planned Parenthood curriculum now being taught in the schools that says it's okay for sodomy, it's okay for the lifestyle that's promiscuous, it's okay to have an abortion, it's all right to murder that child in the womb. They're teaching students a whole gamut of a variety of what would be called sexual activity, most of which is immoral, ungodly, and unholy. Ladies and gentlemen, students are shown videos of the worst immoral, ungodly. In fact, it hadn't been but just a few years ago that would have been considered pornography and would not have been allowed in the classroom. But because it comes through the publishing house of the Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda, it is being openly embraced. These schools are destroying the children's morals and ethics and values and the biblical fundamental foundation that parents have given them over the years when they send them to these brick-and-mortar schools. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this no longer can be done as openly and as raw as it has been in the past when it's online virtual education. So the educators, so-called, they're up in arms. They're simply having holy terror fits. And as a result of that, they're claiming that we cannot reopen the schools. Part of the reopening of the schools includes the online educational process. And if the brick-and-mortar schools are not open, then the alternative is the online education. And the teachers' unions, the National Educational Association, does not want to have anything to do with it. Because the teachers will be revealed, uncovered, to be shown as to the phonies and the fake that's taking place and the brainwashing of our sons and our daughters in the classroom. I don't know about you, but I'm upset with it. I am absolutely in a tirade as a result of what we see taking place, and I am concerned because of the lack of concern on the part of parents to want to do anything about it. The biblical foundations need to stay in place. The moral, ethical values need to be in place. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the LGBTQ and the sodomite agenda that's being pushed in the classroom, that now the teachers are fearful that they will be shown for the reality of what they're doing in the brainwashing process. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that some of these classrooms and some of these classes, students are required to stand and present skits to reenact the roles of transsexuals, transgenders, gender identity, and other immoral parts in the classroom. Your mind just cannot wrap around it and get a hold of what's being done in the classroom. But beyond that, teachers and professors are also fearful that now, through virtual education, that their push for more and more online training will be revealed in that training exactly what they've truly been teaching in the past. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, some of this push is to teach Islamic teaching. In fact, Joe Biden, the wannabe president, Joe Biden, that just got through as of this morning at 6:30, bragging on the news that he has not had to come out of his basement to do all of his campaigning thus far. And he was asked, do you intend to come out of your basement? And basically he said no. And so this is the reason I've said, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden doesn't plan to have a one-on-one debate with President Donald J. Trump at any time. They're talking about three different debates. my most humble opinion is there will be zip, zero, none. But Joe Biden says we need to have more Islamic education in the classroom. We need to have more Islamic teaching. But ladies and gentlemen, Islamic education is being promulgated now in the classrooms across America. You can take any textbook, history textbook, from fifth grade up through high school, and you'll find more said about Islamic and Islamic teachings than you'll find in relationship to Judeo-Christian values. Listen very carefully. One of the textbooks that I examined just a few years back, it had one paragraph about Judeo-Christian values and Judeo-Christian religion, and it had 11 pages of indoctrination, of brainwashing, about Islam and the beauty of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that in the classrooms that today, the public classrooms, I'm talking about kindergarten through high school, and the public classrooms, not colleges and universities, though they're permeated with that, but students are required to recite what is called the Shahada. What is the Shahada? It is the prayer of conversion for Islam. What does the Shahada say? There's no God but Allah. Muhammad is his prophet. There's no God but Allah. Muhammad is his prophet. You say that three times, ladies and gentlemen, under Islamic law, and you have converted to Islam. And that Shahada, ladies and gentlemen, is the first of the five pillars of Islam. Islam hates Christians. Islam hates America. Islam hates the Jews. In fact, in Islamic teaching in the Quran, it is very, very clear in what the Quran teaches us and what is said. Here's one example. And kill them, all disbelievers, all non-Muslims, wherever you find them. Capture them, besiege them, and lie in wait for them, each and every ambush. Surah 9:14. Fight against them, that is all non-Muslims, so that Allah may punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on, but that is the key element that is being taught in the classrooms today, to embrace Islam and to say that Islam is all right. In fact, I'm looking at a massive article that goes back to years and years and years, how the indoctrination of the educational system teaching our kids that Islam is good and that Christianity and Judeo-Christian beliefs are absolutely obsolete and should not be taught. In fact, you can't have a Bible in the classroom. You can't have a cross in the classroom. You can't talk about Jesus in the classroom. But these public educational incubators of change, ladies and gentlemen, will take your sons and your daughters, put them in a vehicle or a bus and drive them to a mosque and have an Islamic service with them. And yet you can't take them to a Christian church to do that. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of COVID-19 and the schools being closed, now reopening with online education, it is pulling the onion back. It's peeling the onion to let us see the garbage that's being taught in the classroom. So I challenge you, I commend to you, ladies and gentlemen, those that hate America, those that love the LGBTQ agenda, we need to reject it and say no, and if necessary, take that child out of the public school, put them in Christian school, co-op education, or private education. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.